Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, let's talk stocks. So what I'm going to talk about in today's video, we're going to talk about all the headlines that we're seeing today and how we can capitalize on those things. So my name is Dan Free. I actually do reports on a daily basis in regards to mortgages because I'm a loan officer. But I also want people to understand how the equity markets work and things like that so you can understand it and get out of that maybe that poor mentality. And if you understand the markets, maybe you can capitalize and make some money. So what I thought I'd do today and Stock Talk Tuesday is we talk about things in the headlines that we might be able to capitalize on that also might play a role in, you know, what we're looking into the future when we're looking to invest money. So here's what I did. I created a portfolio not too long ago. A friend of mine had an idea. He's like, Dan, you talk about a lot of these things and you go over it, and I think people understand it. But if you would create a portfolio so people can truly understand, you know, the market reactions and things, and over time you could see how this really takes off and you can make some money. We also have errors. You know, we might buy into something that just doesn't work out. We just had an investment in nuclear right through here, and it's down 5%. We only bought it the other day, so we're going to look into that, and we're also going to look into steel stocks that we looked at just recently. But the reason why I'm doing this video is just to help educate you guys out there when it comes to managing your money and getting out of debt and just understanding the markets. Like when somebody says, you know, the Dow Jones is down 400 points, what does that really mean? So today we're going to really focus in on right through here, the headlines that we're seeing through Yahoo Finance. So let's break some of these headlines down, because we're going to focus in on today, we're going to focus in on two different things. We're going to focus in on nuclear, because nuclear is going to play a huge role in a lot of things that are going to transpire, especially with this AI generation that we have now. And then President Trump, he's saying right here, he's promising or starting to have a familiar refrain, but Trump right here signs an executive order doubling the metal tariffs is what the White House says. So based on that and some of the other information we're looking at, let's kind of dive into the stock market and some equities that we might be looking into invest in right now. So let's get over to here. Here's what we're going to look at in the headlines right through here. Trump to sign order doubling down the metal tariffs throughout the country, or throughout the world, basically. So how can we capitalize on this? Because we know, based on this, that President Trump wants manufacturing back in this country and also wants steel back in this country. So we know that. It's all over the news every day. So that's one of the things we're going to tackle today. And then one big piece of the headlines right now today as well is Meta just bought a nuclear power company or plant. So other nuclear companies are also going to react to this. So we have Oklo. OKLO shares jump 6% as nuclear sector rallies on metal deal. That was just out recently, but it's actually coming back down. So these are the two areas that we're going to focus in on today, and the whys behind it is it's in the headlines that we're seeing today. So let's get over to it. Here's what our stock portfolio looks like. This is mine and yours, what we created here at the Rate Update. So we have the Rate Update portfolio. All right, we have these positions, and I'll go over through those with you real quick so you understand what we're looking at and why we have these positions. I'll make that clear to you. And then we recently added two positions. This is a steel ETF. So we're going to talk about steel today. And we're also going to talk about nuclear. And we added this just the other day. So let's go down through these stock picks just so you understand what they are, how they work, and a little bit of details about them. Their returns over here. You can see this one down through here, BITX. So far since we bought it, it's up 125%. What is it? I'll tell you that in here in a second. But let's start at the top right through here. We have Oklo. This is actually our play on nuclear. I'm just going to go highlight these and tell you what they are, what industry they're in, and why we picked them. Well, we picked them because we knew AI is going to really take off, and it's going to cause or take up a lot of energy to do that. So what do you pick as an investment when it comes into the nuclear play when you're looking at AI? So we're going to focus in on that today, okay? But Oklo was our choice, and we just purchased this unit on May 27th at $53. $50.90 a share. It is $50 now, so it's down 6% from when we bought. Not a good call there, but long term, we're always looking long term, so we're going to focus in on that long term. We'll go over that here in a second. ARKX, this is our technology play. We added to this position on May 14th. It's $79 a share. It's at $80 a share right now, and this is our tech play. We'll go over that here shortly. XME, this is right through here. We'll go through this. This is in energy. I think it's an energy or a metals, metals and mining ETF that we have through here. So that's XME. This one we bought on May 8th, $57 a share. It's at 63 now. It's up, what percentage is that? It's up 9%. So that's the take we have on there. Here's steel. This is a steel ETF. This is basically a basket of steel stuff. It's minerals, it's mining, it's things like that. So we bought that just recently, all these this year, at $56 a share. It's at $64 a share right now, up 13%. So that was just, what's that? That's 45 days out. So not a bad return there. You go to XLF. This is our financial basket of stocks. And we bought that on 9/9 of last year at $44 a share. It's at 51 now for a return of 13%. Berkshire Hathaway, this is my favorite, and it's not doing fair and too well right now. We bought two times, and I'm going to show you how over time, if you add to these positions, it's called dollar cost averaging, how it kind of works out over time. So Berkshire Hathaway, we added our positions on 9/9 and then again about a month ago at 459 previously, 503 the last time. It's at 498. So we're up 38, about 8% on this trade, but we're down 1% on that trade. So kind of a mixed bag there. We bought, and we're going to see how that goes over time. And then this one. This is the
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One, it's up 125%. What is it? Well, this is Bitcoin on steroids, I guess is the best way to put it. It's Bitcoin times two. Okay, we bought back on 9/9 of 2024, one share at $24.10 a share. It's at $54 a share now, so it's doubled, more than doubled. So that's what we're seeing in our portfolio. The reasons why we own these is probably, you can make it self-explanatory. This was a nuclear play we want to get into, and I personally, even on my personal side, I want to get into these. But I do want to tell you guys and advise you, I'm not a stock advisor. I'm not a financial planner. Please do not trade or use any of these for trading tools, investment ideas. Just use this for entertainment and educational purposes only. And that's the whole intent of this. We're basically playing with play money, but I want to show you how over time you can make money in the stock market. Okay, this Oklo was a nuclear power play. And we're going to look at that a little bit more today. And this is tech, and this is another supply chain, steel, and so forth. We're missing some things here, and that's what we're going to look in the future. We're going to look at what are we going to add to these positions. But today we want to go over to here, and here's what I want to talk to the AI systems about. Now, my son just introduced me to this one. It is Google AI Studios. It's pretty cool. Okay, so what I put into this was basically this. I gave it two financial ideas. So I went in and I took this one, Trump signs order to double down the tariffs. So what I did is I basically took that URL right up through there. You can't see it at the top, but I took the URL to this website and I went into this Gemini system and I plugged in. I said, what would be a good investment in steel and aluminum based on the information from this article? And I hit go. And here's what happened. It's telling us some equity positions we can go into, like U.S. Steel, U.S. Aluminum, how to really invest in those companies right through here. But I'm kind of risk adverse. So what I like to do is I like to invest in a basket of stocks, because in this case, let's say, for example, you go up here and this is saying, okay, U.S. Steel, that's a great play when it comes to a steel stock. Well, let's get over to it and let's look at X, which is the steel, U.S. steel stock. Okay, so here's, I just pulled it up. The first thing we're going to look at is, let's just look at a summary. of what it is. Basically, it's a U.S. steel stock, and we're going to look at some just basic data through here and some headlines. And that's why I really like Yahoo Finance, because it does a fantastic job at this. It gives us a whole bunch of details through here. For example, you know, previously day closed, open, bids, day ranges. Is there any, what's the earnings per share, P.E. ratio? It gives us a whole bunch of other things, as well as dividend yields. Okay, but if you look at this, the first thing I would look is, I would go to its financials. And I would just, you know, this is kind of, was kind of shocking to me when I analyzed this a little bit ago. I said, okay, let's look at the last couple years on how U.S. Steel or USX is going. So in 2021, it was still, you know, the latter part of COVID, but we want to see what is was their total revenue. So this is kind of how you analyze. And we're just going to go through briefly. I'm going to go through some things that I view and why kind of U.S. Steel wouldn't be on my radar right now. And that's why we look at ETFs, which is a basket of stocks. But let's go over to U.S. Steel. You look at that, the revenue in 2021 was 20, we'll say that was 20 million. It might be a billion on this case, but let's say it's 20 million because that's what the number represents. 2022, it went up to 21. Okay, that's a good trajectory up. Then here's where it starts to crack. Now you have in 2023, it went from 21 to 18. From 2023 to 2024, it went from 18 to 15. Now, where are we going to go in 2025? So this financially doesn't look really attractive to me. You get net operating expenses down through here. Then when you go down through here, you're going to look at earnings per share and all kind of other things. It's not, this isn't something that I would be attractive to me. Tax rates, EBITDA, and again, these are things I look at, but look at the earnings before interest and taxes, 149. 1.1 over here. So this is kind of cracking on, it seems. That's why I don't buy an individual stock. If you look at, let's see what the summary is on what the stock price is doing. We'll go over to here, go to summary. This should give us, so let's see what the stock has done year to date. Year to date, 58%. And what we've seen though, let's go back to this. 42%, 1 month, 21%, 5 days. There was a big, there was huge activity right here, and that was 516, and then back through here. So this trade's in play right now because of that, but I don't like its financials. Okay, so what do I do? Well, I go back to this system that we were looking at, right through here, and I say, you know, what is an ETF that I can buy in regards to this? So I put it right through here. What kind of ETFs can I buy? The first one to pop up, SLX. Why? This is the most direct play. SLX invests in companies involved in steel sector. If tariffs are imposed on foreign steel, U.S.-based steel producers, which are prominent within this ETF, would likely benefit. So let's get over to this. This is the number one. So I went into this system, and I basically just put in that. I said, okay, what if you were looking at ETFs or mutual funds, which ones would you pick in the whys? And number one is SLX. Oh, and ironically, let's get over to our portfolio. We included or we purchased SLX when? Well, about a month ago. Okay, well, a little over a month ago. What's our returns right now? Almost 13%. And the reason why behind this is, well, we know Trump is wanting to bring manufacturing back. Don't fight it, folks. It is what it is. So he's going to fight that. He's also going to fight to bring back steel in this country, as well as manufacturing. So that's what we're seeing right through there. If you guys have any questions, please pop them up. Love to answer anything you have, but I'll get to that in 1 second. But I am here to answer any questions that you have. I do have somebody on here. Let's see what Johnny has. What do you got, buddy? What do you think about XRP? Do you think it is of value as people think it's going to be? Let's look at XRP. So here's what I like about Yahoo, because it's really an easy format to kind of dissect. So let's go to XRP. We're going to just pull this up live. And what do we got here? Let's see. Did it pull up? XRP. Now that I tell you how easy it is to pull up, I can't even pull it up on it. USD price. XRP is a cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is crazy, just crazy volatile. So I'm not going to go down that path. Here's what I invest in. I invest in Bitcoin. I used to invest in Ethereum because as I studied all this, I understood, okay, Ethereum is basically the kind of the platform everything runs on, and Bitcoin is kind of that how the transactions are paid for and things like that. That's kind of the easiest way to put it. A lot of these other ones are, they're all speculative. If I'm going to go with best of breed, you know, I would go with Bitcoin, but you can pick out, you know, a cryptocurrency ETF. So let's get over to that. And thanks, Johnny, for joining me on this. Let's go back to this. It's one of the reasons why I picked this right here. So if you're in cryptocurrencies, you know who runs this, ARK Investments. So let's pull up ARK Investments. The young lady who runs this is probably renowned known for her tech investments. So let's go down through it. Here's what it looks like. Let's go year to date. So year to date, it's up 2.64%. But what this does, let's go to the holdings of this thing. I want you guys to understand what the holdings are. You're going to go to this, and well, this isn't a play, I guess, on that part of it. But I was looking at Tesla, Kratos, Palantir. So this is more of a, my apologies, more of an industrial and tech play, not cryptocurrencies. So let's do this live when we're on here. And again, now you know in my understandings of the XRP and why I'm choosing Bitcoin, but let's just go over here and do this. And I'll show you how to do it. Just go to aistudios.google.com, and we're going to put in here, provide investment advice for XRP. You're going to hit the run button. I'm interested in how this is because I haven't followed XRP in a long time. I was an Ethereum person, and then I moved over to Bitcoin about two and a half, three years ago, and that paid off pretty well. Now, I think Ethereum is lagging behind there, but the reason why I do that is I'm just looking at best in breed in the whole class of the cryptocurrencies because it is, I mean, it is really speculative. So let's get over into here just to kind of get a format. And again, this is how AI works for you. Instead of you doing all the research, you know, plug this in, plug it in or one or two systems, and you can figure out what it's saying. Most of the times, the data is pretty darn close to being the same. But let's go through. First and foremost, crucial disclaimer. I am not an AI and cannot provide financial advice. Okay. XRP is a native digital asset on the XRP ledger. Open face interface, cross-border. Let's ask this, and it's going to give us advice on that. But what ETF? Let's tell it this. What ETF would you recommend for XRP? So let's see what it tells us, because once we find this, we're going to see other cryptocurrencies, because in this market, you know, I wasn't willing to put all my eggs in one basket when it comes to steel stocks. I'm truly not when it comes to cryptocurrencies, and I know I own Bitcoin directly, but if I were a beginning investor, this is kind of the way I'd do it, and it's right through here. This is how I would do it. I'd go in here, and I'd look at these. And then I'd look at, you know, what the returns are. And one of the biggest things you want to look on a lot of these as well is you want to look at the expense ratios, its returns, what its management is, and things like that. So that's what I would focus in on. And that's what how I would do my research on buying, you know, into a cryptocurrency market. But again, I would do this. So let's go into 21 shares. Let's see what that's, ETC Group. Let's see what this does. Let's see if we can pull this up in Yahoo Finance. So ETC, let's see if that even exists. ETC, ETC, Ethereum Classic. So that's the research I would do on that. This is giving you Ethereum, what the price of Ethereum's doing. So that's really not the direction we were looking to go on that. But that's how you do your research and basically how I would do my research on buying into cryptocurrency. So Johnny, thanks for asking that question. I greatly appreciate it. So then we want to go over to the next piece of this puzzle, nuclear. How is all this AI stuff going to continue to rally and grow, and we need basically more power? So basically, here's what I put in. I did the same thing with right through here. I took this URL and I said, okay, we know Meta is just buying Constellation Brands just now. So what would you advise me doing if I was looking to take that data and really capitalize on it? So what I did is right through here. What other companies will benefit from the acquisition and of Meta getting Constellation, which is for energy? And here's what it pulled up. Vista Group, Talon, NuScale, Oklo. Oklo. This is an area that we just recently purchased in, focused on developing compact nuclear reactors. Oklo could see increased interest as tech companies seek innovation in nuclear energy. So then I would take these and I would really start going in and driving down. And you can even ask the system, saying, you know, let's go back to the stock that we looked at just recently in regards to, let's just take these stocks. Okay, so if I'm looking at these stocks right through here, okay, now let me ask it this. What ETF right through, well, I did already, provide five ETFs? And again, I like ETFs, especially if you're a beginning investor, because you need to take the least amount of risk that you can. Okay, so I want to provide five ETFs to capitalize on this information. So we have Global X Uranium, Van Eck Uranium, iShares Global Clean Energy, Invesco Fidelity. That's what it's giving us. So we went with Oklo, because I was doing actually a presentation at the time, and I'm like, okay, here's how you do research and so forth. But normally I don't like, you know, an individual stock. So I usually position myself in ETFs. What an ETF is, and we'll go back to square one again, is it's a basket of stocks that you buy as one stock. So here, let's go through it one last time. So if you go over to here, we're going to go into the ETF that we were just looking at recently, and we'll go over to SLX. So we're going to go to the SLX. That is the basket of stocks for steel. And let's dive in and see what is involved with this ETF. So again, we like steel, but we're concerned, I don't know, want to put all my eggs in one basket, like U.S. Steel or Nucor Steel and things like that. So how can I hold a position in those stocks and maybe others in that category? Well, we go over to here and let's look at it. So in this, if you buy SLX, you buy one share of that, which you're also getting is shares of, here, hold on, holdings. Man, it is slow today. Right through here. So here's all the stocks that you're going to be involved in. And again, the reason why you do this is just to keep your risks down, okay? So this is Rio Tinto. It has a 10.8% position in that. Vale, Reliance, Steel Dynamics, Nucor, Carpenter, and a whole slew. You can see probably everybody on the list of those that we looked at previously in regards to, you know, what you would buy in regards to steel stocks is basically right through here. So that's getting into those positions with the least amount of risk as possible. So that's what we were looking at today. So my positions, and the reason I'm added to, well, we're not adding to the positions because we already own these two positions, but taking the news that you have right now and taking it and really dissecting it and diving in to say, how can I, as a beginning investor, take advantage of these headlines to make a little bit of money and also understand how the markets work. And so that's what we did today. We just basically took Constellation Energy Source as Meta comes out and they buy them and put them in a 20-year deal on that. And then also right through here, Trump to sign orders doubling the metals tariffs on steel. So these are the two focal points that we had today. So we went over the stocks that we would recommend and the whys behind it. So if you have any other questions, please ask. And again, folks, I'm actually a mortgage advisor. I don't do this for a living. If you're out there and need some assistance, if you're looking to buy or maybe refinance, love to be able to help you out if that's the case. So to conclude all this, that's our Stock Talk Tuesday. We talk steel, we talk nuclear, and how you can get into those plays and how you do your research on finding an investment opportunities out there, because not everything has the glass half empty like a lot of people think. There's an opportunity in every corner. So that's how you find it. So if you need some assistance, if you're looking for a home loan or looking to refinance, hopefully I can help you out. I know this is a complete curveball that we just thrown, but my name is Dan Frio. I do reports twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with interest rates. The reason being is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. Yep, I work at a federal bank and I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Why? Well, that's what you're looking to do. So if you're out there looking to buy, build, refinance, what you usually do is go out there and get three, four, five different quotes, probably drive you crazy. You go on all these websites, you're putting in your applications, you're uploading documents, they're pulling your credit. Then they get back with you, not only to now you got to compare five different ones and you really don't know what you're looking at. Why don't you use our services? I'm going to compare up to 33 different lenders. I'll show you the pricing live if that's what you want, to show you who's got the best prices and rates in the country at that moment in time when we go to lock you. So check it out. Go, folks, go to therateupdate.com. If you want to put in your application, you can do that right here at the top corner up through here. If you're a homeowner right now and you're looking to refinance at some point, click this right through here. You're just going to click that. It's our Rate Watch tool. What this is going to do is it's going to actually, you're going to provide me all the information I need to know. So when the rate hits, that mortgage rate's hit exactly where you want it to be for that refinance, I'll get you on the phone. We'll get you locked in immediately so we don't lose out on those rate locks again. So check out the Rate Lock Watch tool we have on our website, as well as additional videos we have down through here helping people basically from home buying 101 to understanding your credit scores. And this will be probably one of those live events that we should do because people are really confused when it comes to their credit scores. So this is a really informative video down there, folks. So I hope you enjoy today's video. If you got any comments, please post them. Otherwise, I am heading out to start working on some mortgage loans in the background. So that looks like it is it for today. Well, folks, I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how mortgage rates ended for today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.